Yes, John?
You talked about the seven, the great weddings of the seven American cults?
Yes.
Did you name all seven, because I only have three?
Well...
Do you mind?
No, if I got them in here. If I don't, I'm sure somebody else has got them, has heard me rant and rave on that before. I got them. Seven, I'll give you the seven great awakenings in America first. 1740 in New England. 1800 in New York and Pennsylvania. It's moving east to west. That's the way the Spirit of God moves. 1800, and these are approximate dates. 1810 in Cumberland Valley, commonly called the Cumberland Valley Gap Revival. 1810 in Cumberland Valley, around Maryland and Virginia. 1860 in the southern states during the Civil War with the Southern Army, a great revival, a great awakening broke out. Pardon me? You're mumbling. Just
repeat it.
Oh, okay. Repeat what?
That last one.
1860. Southern armies in the Civil War. The 1880s. Illinois and Ohio with D.L. Moody. Literally brought revival to the whole Midwest. 1920, Missouri, Kansas, Chicago, under Billy Sunday. 1920s.
Billy Sunday.
The great ball player turned evangelist. In 1950, on the West Coast, under Billy Graham, who was very, very fundamental in the 50s. He's much more than he is today. Don't let that scare you. All right, here come the counterfeits. In 1810, the Mormons. In 1860, the Jehovah Witnesses. 1840, Christian Scientist. 1830, Seventh-day Adventist. 1850, Church of Christ.
Which one?
The original one. Under Alexander Campbell, Barton Stone. There is a lot of variations of it now. 1889, Unity. Started right here in Kansas City. Right outside Arthur Bryant's. They had that big beef sandwich and said, there's got to be more to life than this. The other one said, no, this is heaven. He said, I think we found a new religion. 1900. In Kansas. Charismatic movement. Dorothy and Toto. Amy McPherson, Simpson. Now, those are seven cults in America that offset the seven awakenings in America. Now, like I said, the dates are approximate, but you got to understand when you're coming through history, they don't always happen on a timeline which you can just, you know, it follows that line all the way through. So that's what you got. Okay, we're done with that question. I'll move on to the next one here.